You're listening to a very special edition of the Outer Banks This Week podcast. Why is it so special? Let's find out together.
All right. Thank you so much, Lexi. Wait, hold on a second. Did she say a special edition of the podcast? I think she did. And I know exactly why it's special, so I'm not going to waste any time. Intro this fine-looking gentleman sitting across from me, the owner of Lost Colony Tavern. His name, Gino C. Gino, what's up, man?
What's up, Justin? How are you?
Dude, I'll tell you what, I'm doing much better now that you are here with me today. This marks, what, three times you've been in here in the studio with me?
Yep, this is the third. Yeah, we're thrilled to be back.
Absolutely. So what's been going on? How have you been?
Been good. Looking forward to exiting winter, getting into springtime, and looking forward to a fun summer ahead.
Yeah, it looks like it's going to be a nice 2024. I mean, things are already starting to warm up across the region. I say the region, more or less the country. It looks like other parts of the country are getting warmer. So I believe that warmth is going to hit our direction. And I was looking at the extended forecast, and it does look like we're not going to dip too much back into the 40s, except in like maybe the evenings. Hopefully that stays true. You know, we got some rain. It's been kind of rainy here lately. But, you know, things are starting to heat up a little bit. Well, Gino is going to be in here, or he's in here right now, rather, to talk about the Festival of St. Patrick going on the entire month of March. Isn't that right? The entire month?
That is correct. Every year from March 1st through 31st, we bring a little bit of the Emerald Isle to Roanoke Island for a full month of Irish food, Irish beer, Irish whiskeys. We do the music. We've got live music by the O Brothers every Saturday night throughout the month, and a special matinee afternoon performance on St. Patrick's Day, which is on Sunday this year.
Ooh.
And we're doing Tuesday night trivia with O Burnley. Burnley Cook is doing a special Irish edition of trivia every Tuesday in the month. So yeah, we're here for it, and selling lots of Guinness, Harp.
Oh, Lord.
Smithwick's, Magners, and of course, our locally brewed Lost Colony Ales, especially the Irish ones, Hatteras Irish Red and Sharon Stout.
Oh, very good Irish selections right there, Gino. We're going to talk more about this Festival of St. Patrick coming up in just a few moments. I was going through the news, and at the time I recorded the podcast last week, there was something happened the very next day that did not quite make it on the podcast. Manio Furniture Warehouse and the Valentino Custom Boats fire over in Man's Harbor. Such a tragic loss of, you know, the business, the boat business. But from what I understand, Manio Furniture, that was their upholstery housing unit. I don't believe that they had any furniture over there. I'm not 100% on that. I've been trying to do some more reading and research on all of that to make sure. But it was definitely a sad thing. I know that they had departments from outside the county. They had some come from Hyde County, some from Terrell County. I believe Currituck actually showed up as well to help put that fire out. But that was a huge warehouse. It used to belong to Paul Mann, the boat builder over there. That was his spot before he sold. And Manio Furniture and Valentino Custom Boats took over. So hopefully they'll be able to rebuild and be able to restock it and do everything that they needed to do. I know it's a huge loss. So thoughts and prayers for those businesses because, I mean, Lord knows, even though it may not have necessarily destroyed Manio Furniture, I mean, you got a boat builder there that relied on that as this whole source of income. You had employees and everything you had to worry about. So pray that that all will be fine on the other side of it all, that the fire was just like a minor setback. You know, for every setback, there's a major comeback. So let's hope that that's what happens there.
That's right. I love your attitude on that, man. I love it.
You got to keep the glass half full, Gino. that's a beautiful thing about you. You always have that glass half full. And I'm going to talk a little bit more about Gino in just a few moments. Again, we'll jump into that Festival of St. Patrick. I want to thank Mike Weaver for coming in last week. Oh, Mike Weaver, Carolina Barbecue Company, Highway 64 in Mania, your spot for Eastern Carolina barbecue and some good country loving. Gino, do you know Mike?
I do. In fact, a little bit of Outer Banks trivia for you here.
Okay.
We actually composed the logo for Carolina Barbecue Company in my man cave. Mike and myself and a buddy of mine, TJ Southard, graphic artist. And we came up with a logo. I don't know. It was probably quite a few beers going around, and that's where it all came about. Just had a little magic moment.
Wait a minute. You mean to tell me that the logo out in front of Carolina Barbecue Company on all of his t-shirts, his stickers, and everything was created in your presence?
Yes, absolutely. We did. And I believe that TJ did the final version of the art on trade with Mike. I think Mike employed TJ's daughter for the summer. And okay. In trade, he got a sweet logo out of it. So, and I mean, you know, fantastic barbecue. I mean, just can't get better.
It's I agree. I love his barbecue. Mike, good buddy of mine, and I love his barbecue all at the same time. It's like a win-win. One thing else that I want to mention real quick, we do have Captain Marty with us now here at Outer Banks this week. He's got his own podcast channel. He's got his own piece of the website at Outer Banks this week. If you go to the website, you'll see on the under the tab section where it has post blogs, podcasts, you'll see where it says Captain Marty. You can click on that and you can listen to all of his fishing reports. He's posting fishing reports on a regular basis here with us. We're getting them uploaded. Everybody seems to really be gravitating towards it, okay? Love us some Captain Marty. So make sure you go and like and subscribe to his content that he has. He's on Spotify, Pandora, all of your major podcast platforms. So you can hear his fishing reports on a regular basis. And again, it's all online. You can find them all online at OuterBanksThisWeek.com. All right, we're going to jump into some shout outs real quick, Gino. I didn't have any, but now I do. Would you care to go first? You're the guest. How do we want to do this?
Yeah, sure. I mean, I'll get these knocked out. So I started thinking about it because the last two times I've been on, I didn't really have anything ready for that. And so I thought about it. And then that list got incredibly long. So I decided I had to scale that back. So I'm limiting this one to the people without whom this thing wouldn't even have happened for us. So first and foremost, Sharon and Paul from the brewery, you know, originally Full Moon Cafe. They could have made a bucket full of cash by selling it to some rich guys, but instead they decided to work with us to get this this dream, this vision of a British tavern on Roanoke Island, where the
whole colonial
England thing. So you know, we're forever indebted to Sharon and Paul. Of course, got to throw it out to my wife, Daisy. Without her, the whole place would sink, you know, and my personal life with it. can't forget the guys at Etheridge Seafood. These guys down in Wanchese, at this point, we are 100% of our fish and our shrimp come from Etheridge. Those guys are so good to us. We are small potatoes. Yeah, I mean, they're selling pallets to New York and Japan, and they'll call us up by the blue and say, hey, you know, we caught a thresher shark this morning. You want it, you know? And I mean, they're just so good to us. So
fish and chips.
Yeah. Love Etheridge. And finally, can't forget Britton Ricketts, Moondog.
Britton.
Colorful character, does 100% of our art. Anybody who has bought a t-shirt from any of the great places up and down the Outer Banks has probably picked up his art and wearing it. At some point, he's an amazingly talented guy, and we're thrilled to have him on board. So that's what I got.
Beautiful, beautiful. Well, I want to talk about one of those pieces of art coming up in just a few moments. I want to shout out real quick. We recently learned today at the recording of this podcast of two fishermen that lost their lives while out in the ocean. So I want to shout out right now to the families of Charlie Griffin and Chad Dunn. Charlie was actually on the show last year with the Harbor Star Dolphin Tours down at Wanchese Marina. The captain, and he came on to promote the Harbor Star Dolphin Tours. I didn't really know him that well up until that point. He was a super nice guy. My thoughts and prayers out his son Jake and his wife, and that was just a really tough pill to swallow, along with Chad. Chad Dunn, a little bit closer to me, a little bit more personal for me, because I've known Chad for probably just about my whole life. Good old Wanchese-er, grew up with him. It was tough. He's got his dad and mama, his brother. He's got some kids. It's just sad. It's just really sad. So I really pray for those two families that they seek peace and comfort at this time. Still don't know 100%. Like, again, at the recording of this podcast, there's still the information regarding what happened while they were in the water. It's still uncertain, so we're not going to really talk about that because don't want to lead anybody to believe something happened that really didn't happen that way. It's just not what I do. So with that being said, thoughts and prayers go out to them. And if there is any news, which I forgot to mention just a moment ago, if there's any new news that comes out, regardless of what it is, you can find it all online at samwalkerobxnews.com. That's my source for news. That should be your source for news at samwalkerobxnews.com. Gina, do you know Sam?
They are phenomenal people. Sam and Em are just, yes. they're so lovely, and I don't know what they're doing, but every single time I see them, they look younger every time I see them. They look, I don't know how they're doing it. I don't know what they're doing. I think they're vampires. I'm pretty sure.
Sam, like I've said this numerous times, but I've worked with him in the radio world, and we have always had a great relationship, great friendship. My wife loves Sam for the fact that he knows Busch Gardens like the back of his hand. He could walk through Busch Gardens blindfolded. And you could drop him in the middle of Busch Gardens. He could tell you exactly where he is. My wife loves Busch Gardens, all the roller. Anytime we go to Busch Gardens, which it doesn't happen often, we have to call Sam and let him know we're going just to see if he can make it. Okay. Cause that's Sam. He's a big Disney person, always goes to Disney World, they go do the races and everything down there. And they go down for all the different events. But when it comes to Busch Gardens, my wife is like, we got to get up with Sam because Sam will go and get on the rides with her. I say, I won't ride the rides. Drop me an Oktoberfest. Let me get a Wiener Schnitzel. I'm good to go. You know, but she likes to ride the rides, and Sam will ride them with her. So it's a lot of fun. And I love Sam very much. He and his wife are doing a great thing with their podcast, the Sam and Em podcast. And again, you can find him online, samwalkerobxnews.com. All right, we're going to jump into Gino in just a few moments. But first, a quick word from our friends down at Wanchese Marina.
At the south end of Roanoke Island, in a quiet little village, lies a marina known for having one of the finest fishing fleets on the Outer Banks. Whether it be an offshore excursion, a nearshore charter, or headboat fishing, Wanchese Marina is where to go. Wanchese Marina is a full-service marina, complete with a fueling dock, bait, tackle, ice, and the Landing Grill restaurant. All of this is just a few minutes from some of the finest fishing spots around. Book online at wanchesemarina.com. Wanchese Marina, 4457 Mill Landing Road, Wanchese.
All right, Wanchese Marina again, 4457 Mill Landing Road, Wanchese. Charlie Griffin was a captain of the Dolphin Tour down there, so that was definitely a hard thing for them to fathom as well. When
you eat down there,
Landing Grill,
yeah, Landing,
love the Landing
phenomenal.
Grill,
phenomenal, if you've not, anybody listening, if you haven't gotten to the Landing Grill down there in Wanchese Marina, you've got to go.
Brother Dirt and I have been ordering a pizza from there, I feel like, every other weekend when we're watching games or whatever at his house. And their pizza is pretty freaking good.
Never had their pizza.
You need to try it, Gino. Wow, try their pizza.
Put it on my list.
Well, one thing that I encourage people to try are the Scotch eggs at Lost Colony Tavern. But, you know, we're talking about the Festival of St. Patrick. Are we going to rename them like Irish eggs this month? What are we doing? Talk to me, Gina, about the Festival of St. Patrick. Talk about what's going on over at Lost Colony Tavern.
So when I say that we're bringing the Emerald Isle to Roanoke Island, we are kind of pushing aside all of the Americanized version of St. Patrick's Day. And, you know, let's be real, like St. Patrick's Day is way too much fun for just one day. So that's why we celebrate it all month long. You know, I hear people talking all the time, God, we should do this every day. Yeah, well, we're doing it now. So we are bringing the real food that real Irish people actually eat in Ireland for St. Patrick's Day, and not the corned beef and cabbage and green beer. We're not doing any of that nonsense.
I thought that's what they did in Ireland.
Man, yeah, you got to go to Ireland. So, what? So we've got real dishes like we've got Dublin coddle, and we've got full Irish breakfast, the shepherd's pie, cottage pie, you know, the real true stuff that they're actually you're finding over in the pubs over there. And this year we actually added a new dish to it, something called Dublin lawyer.
Dublin lawyer, like objection, Your Honor type lawyer.
That's exactly right. Yeah, what? Dublin lawyer. So we last year, Captain John Kerner, you know John Kerner, don't you?
I believe so.
From the Outer Banks Center for Dolphin Research.
Heard the name.
He came to us. He runs the Outer Banks Shrimp Cook-Off. And he came to us and he said, you know, I really want you to be in the Shrimp Cook-Off. And I looked at the list of these celebrity chefs on the Outer Banks, you know, the best chefs, the classically trained chefs from some of the best restaurants on the Outer Banks. And you know which ones they are. And I said, there's no way we don't have a snowball's chance of win anything in this thing. And so we, he said, you know what? It doesn't matter, man. You're just, you know, just to be a part of it. It's for a good cause. You know, all proceeds went to the Center for Dolphin Research. So I said, sure. So we did some looking around at something we could bring to the table. And we discovered a dish that is a celebratory dish in pubs. So it's more for the working class, you know, the dock workers, if they had a really good day or got a promotion at work or had a birth of a child in the family or something, they wanted to feel as rich as a Dublin lawyer, they would go out and order this meal, which is it's shrimp cooked in an Irish whiskey cream sauce. And we recreated in our kitchen. We brought it to the event. Had a great day, tried all this amazing food from these amazing chefs all over town. And you know me, I'm never speechless. But when they said that we had won the People's Choice Award for the best dish, I was speechless for about 3 days.
Oh, wow.
And it was very humbling. So after the event, we had a lot of people came up to us and said, hey, you know, you need to put this on the menu year round. And I said, I don't know, man. I really want it to be, you know, kind of special. So we decided to add it to the menu for the special limited time event for March. So Dublin Lawyer is on the menu, served with homemade Irish soda bread. And it's good stuff.
I cannot wait to try this the next time I get over there.
Yeah,
I'm really curious about this. So that definitely sounds like something that's going to be really good for sure. Now, let me ask you this. You and Jared, your partner in crime, you've actually been to Ireland, correct? During St. Patrick's Day or during the month of March? Is that accurate? I feel like you've said that to me before.
Yeah. So we were in 2022. We went over for St. Patrick's Day. It was fun. I mean, what I remember of it was fun. So,
well, I was going to say, so, you know, we talk a little bit about how the Americanized holiday, it's Americanized the holiday here and how it's so different over there. Is that,
I mean, I would say it's just a lot crazier over there. So,
crazier.
Oh, yeah. I mean, the Dublin St. Patrick's Day parade is held on St. Patrick's Day, no matter what day of the week it falls, every year, and it's madness. It is crazy. I mean, it is shoulder to shoulder people throughout the city, as the parade winds through town. Another big city. And it's great. The pubs are full. People, you know, just pints of Guinness everywhere. And,
okay.
And that's actually that same day is where I walked by a spot in the Temple Bar little neighborhood of London, which is where all the pubs are. And I saw a menu in a little pub, and they had on their dessert menu. We were looking for another dessert anyway for our menu, and I saw that they had a Bailey's Irish cream cheesecake.
Ooh.
Yes, sounds great, right? So as soon as we got back, I called up Becky Miller from Simply Sweet OBX, another shout out there. And I said, you know, hey, do you think you could do a Bailey's Irish cream cheesecake? And she's like, of course. So that's what we serve there every day of the year. So,
that's pretty awesome. That's pretty awesome. Now, tell me a little bit about, I know you've got some different events and things that are going to be going on throughout the month of March. What type of things can we expect? I heard you say something a little earlier about the O brothers. With the O, was it like O brother, where art thou, brothers?
Yeah, sure. So this is your buddies. So this is okay. Your buddy Doug Dino.
Love me some Doug Dino
and Bill Ray.
Love me some Bill Ray
and Bill's daughter Anna Lee.
Okay.
They are year round. They are the other brothers. But for the month of March, they are the O brothers. So yeah, they're doing Irish music, you know, traditional Irish folk music, and you know, Bill Ray's crazy stories and toasts, and it's a good time, man. It is if you haven't seen them, you should definitely check them out. They're there every Saturday night through the month, and like I said, that special Saturday afternoon performance, which is going to be. Last year we had them for the afternoon that Sunday of St. Patrick's Day, and man, that was not an empty. I mean, it was.
Rocking and rolling,
it was
huh?
Inside, outside, it was a mess in the best kind of way.
Okay, it's a beautiful mess.
Yeah, for sure.
There's a country song out there called "Beautiful Mess."
So not everybody's able to get to Ireland, you know, especially on St. Patrick's. So we wanted to bring that experience, and we did the same for you know at the end of the year in the fall for Oktoberfest. You know, I've been to Oktoberfest in Munich 3 times. And we just want to, Jared and I want to bring that experience of that, you know, he and I love doing this crazy stuff, you know, flying over to other cultures and figuring out, you know, seeing what they do over there. So we, you know, in the fall, we bring Munich to Manio for 2.5 weeks and matching the same dates, you know. And now we're bringing, you know, bringing a little bit of Ireland right here to the Barrier Islands.
There you go. There you go. So, and again, like, I can't say enough things. As much as Gino is pours back in to the community, and he's always coming up with something creative to do for people to go and have something to do. Because you think about how many people gripe and complain on a regular basis that there's nothing to do, there's nothing to do. But then there's like, wait a minute now, Gino is grabbed that bull by the horns and has given you something to do, especially when a lot of people just wanted St. Patrick's Day is one day. You know, you celebrate the Festival of St. Patrick the entire month of March. Now, I saw something the other day on social media, and it was a creation I believe Britain had made. It looked like a shirt with St. Patrick on the back. Is that accurate?
It is, yes. Yeah. So look, I'll tell you the story of how we come up with the design. So,
because I want one. I'm going to go over and buy one.
For sure. I thought I gave you one last year, but I guess not. So we come out with the different designs for different things and different events, and a lot of those are limited edition designs, and once they're gone, they're gone. This one, we actually brought it back this year, but with a little bit of a difference. It's with a new screen printing. It's not a screen printing process. It's a new direct-to-garment process. It is a super sharp digital image. It's unbelievable.
Oh, yeah.
So, but what generally happens when we come up with our shirt designs, which are most of them are Legends and Folklore of the Outer Banks, Britt and I will lock ourselves in a room with a bottle of Kill Devil rum and maybe some of Paul's beer, and we will hammer it out and until we come up with something through that brainstorming session, and then he'll execute it, and it's always fantastic. For this design, we wanted to feature the legend of St. Patrick driving the snakes out of Ireland.
I like that. I saw the snakes.
So, but we didn't want that bishop-looking, you know, St. Right. Patrick. We wanted to be kind of a Merlin-y, maybe Gandalf-y looking guy with maybe some Doctor Strange, you know, green magic and out of his staff, and he's summoning the owls and falcons and hawks of Ireland to grip the serpents and drop them into the sea. And it's stunning. It's cool. It's on our Facebook page.
Yeah,
and
Instagram. If you go look at the Lost Colony Tavern Facebook page, it's up there. I believe Paul Sharon actually shared it from your Facebook page to his just to kind of help promote it and push it along and help you out with in that regard. And I actually commented on it. I was like, that shirt, though, because I was like, that shirt's awesome. And I am bound and determined. You saved me a 2X, Gino. I'm coming to get it. I want one.
You got it.
My man. But that's definitely a really cool feature of everything that you've got going on over there. Now, you were talking about some different styles of drinks, maybe. Do you have any Irish? What Irish drinks can we be looking forward to?
So we've got the beers, you know, the Harp, the Guinness, and Smittix. We also do Magner's Irish Cider. And we've got a few shooters that we're doing this year. We've got an Irish flag shooter, which is layered in green and orange. It looks like the Irish flag. It's pretty cool. So, yeah, you know, just using a couple of those with Paddy's Irish whiskey. We use Bushmills. We use a lot of Jameson Orange, Jameson Cold Brew, Tullamore Dew. We're real big in our Irish whiskeys. That's really our wheelhouse anyway. You know, England, Ireland, Scotland, and Wales is what we do.
Okay.
So we got a couple of vodkas. We got a couple of tequilas. But honestly, you know, if I'm going out for tequila, I'm going to Ortega's,
you
know,
okay,
for sure. And but, you know, our wheelhouse is the spirits of the British Isles. So, you know, it's Irish whiskeys, Scotch whiskeys, and London dry gin. Like, that's what we do. That's who we are.
All right. Beautiful. Beautiful. Now, let me ask you this. I know that you have this kind of a menu makeover in some regards to the Irish, with that Irish touch to it and everything like that, with the, what was it called? The Dublin Lawyer. Is that what the food was
Dublin
called?
Lawyer,
Dublin Lawyer. Yeah. So, but would it be okay to still order a Scotch egg?
Absolutely.
Okay.
Yeah, the full menu is still available.
Good.
You know, we like these limited time only menus that we're not going to do them year round because we want them to be special, you know?
Of course.
So, you know. So, yeah. I mean, not to say the Scotch egg's not special.
No.
I mean, you know.
If you took that, if you were like, I'm only going to do that a limited time, I might riot.
Yeah.
The Scotch egg is probably one of my favorite things to eat of all time.
I don't want rocks through the windows.
No, no, no. I mean, I wouldn't do that, but I might just like walk by you and like mean mug you and be like, there's that guy Gina again. Took away my scotch eggs, man.
Yeah, no, you can get your scotch eggs year round. I mean, you know, and here's the deal. So not including weather events, you know, it floods down in downtown Manio.
Right.
We've made a commitment to the community to be open, you know, year round for everybody. You know, I know it's a stupid business decision to try to, you know, be open 7 days a week for lunch and dinner all year round. But, you know, I'd never claimed to be the smartest guy alive. So the plan is, you know, obviously if there's a flood or something like that and I can't be open, we're not open. But the plan is we're open 361 days a year, 362 this year. You know, we close down for Labor Day Monday to give a break to the staff, you know, and thank them for their labor all summer long.
Of course.
Do something fun with them. A couple of years ago, we took them to Busch Gardens. Last year, went to the beach. We'll do something next year. We're closed on Thanksgiving Day, Christmas Eve, and Christmas Day. That's it. From that, and aside from floods and power outages, we're open the rest of the year.
Very nice. Very nice. Now, something that I say, Gino is always forethinking. He's always thinking down the road, and I'm excited for what 2024 has to bring and the different things that you will likely bring to the table for 2024. Would you care to maybe, after post-March, if you give us a glimpse of maybe an idea that you have, or are we going to hold on to that and save it for later?
Yeah, no, I'm not going to talk about too much of what we got planned right now.
Okay.
I will tell you that
we have plans.
Oh, absolutely.
Okay.
Yeah, we're bringing something incredibly exciting to Manio for the fourth quarter. We've got incredible plans. We've got incredible partners, a lot of people involved in this.
Okay.
And it's something we've been wanting to do for a long time, and we finally have the resources to be able to do it. And I will say that, you know, it's going to kick off after. This is all local season stuff. People are asking me, what do you mean by local season? So we have tourist season here, and that's where our economy is built around. So, but after tourist season ends, the residents that live here get to have their fun, and we call that locals season.
Local season.
So, and that's what we're focused on doing events for. So,
okay.
So right after Labor Day, you know, starting mid-September, we launch Oktoberfest, when we have all of our, you know, our whole crew is in their dirndls and lederhosen, and we got all the Bavarian beers on tap, and Paul Sharon makes a special dunkel for that.
Oh,
for
the
that
dunkel, event, the yes.
Monkey's dunkel.
Yes.
That, you know, it's just made for that event. And then after that, we've immediately following the end of that, in the first week of October, we have some very big plans that's going to be very exciting for folks around these parts.
Okay. Well, we'll just
I'll tell you what, I'll come back on in the fall after we get through summer, and we'll talk about it.
Okay. Deal. I'll gladly entertain having you back in here in the fall to talk more about what's up your sleeve for the fourth quarter of 2024.
Perfect. I'd love to make a fourth appearance.
Gino, that door's open to you anytime you want to walk through it. Just keep that in mind.
Thank you, sir.
All right. Did we leave anything out of the Saint? Anything else about St. Patrick's Day, the Festival of St. Patrick? Did we leave anything out?
Come on in. Wear your green. I mean, you know, we'd love to see you on St. Patrick's Day as well, on the actual day. But if you can't make it that day, we are also doing the I guess I should mention this, on St. Patrick's weekend, that Friday, Saturday, and Sunday, we've partnered with all 11 of the social district permit holders around here, which basically means that, so Manio is you probably know this, Manio is a social district,
yes,
downtown
yes.
Manio. You're allowed to buy beer, wine, and liquor, cocktails, to go and walk around town in your state-approved to-go cup,
mm-hmm.
And beverages are welcome from other restaurants into other restaurants and bars. You can grab a drink at Los Colony Tavern and walk it to Ortega's and drink it at their bar, and then grab a cocktail from Holden over there and Orcade, and then walk into Poor Richard's and drink it there, then grab a drink from Poor Richard's, walk into 1587, whatever you want to do. So it's that free flow. It's just that enjoyment of your life kind of thing. So we've partnered with the other 11 of all 11 permit holders here, but we are doing a downtown Manio social district St. Patty's Day weekend pub crawl. So it's going to be a lot of fun. Yeah. So keep focused on any of the pages for, you know, new vines or Old Tom's, Pioneer Theater, Vineyards on the Scuppernong, 1587, Ortega's, Outer Banks Distilling, that art place in the Stockade, and us, of course.
Mm-hmm.
So, yeah.
That sounds like a lot of fun.
It's going to be a lot of fun.
Excellent. That's the weekend of St. Patrick's Day, the Friday, Saturday, Sunday, you said?
It is, yes.
Awesome.
And we'll have the O Brothers playing on that day as well, on St. Patrick's Day Sunday. So after, you know, anybody who's heading over to the parade on the beach, head on over to Roanoke Island, because it's going to be a heck of a time over here.
Excellent. Yeah. Excellent. Good stuff. Well, Gina, thank you for getting us all up to speed with everything that's going on with the Festival of St. Patrick happening the entire month of March, and kind of foreshadowing a little bit some events that will take place a little later on this year. Again, Gino, very, very good for downtown Mania, very highly respected, highly revered individual, I will say, from my personal standpoint. He's done lots of great things here when he came into the community a few years back and took over and made the tavern. Very happy to have him, and it just how creative and how much energy he has that he pours back into the community here at Mania on Roanoke Island. It's a beautiful thing, Gino. Don't ever change. Don't ever change.
Thank you, Justin.
Absolutely.
You're way too good to me, but thank you.
Just telling you the truth. All right, coming up here in just a few moments, we're going to go through some events, but High Seas Pools and Spas, where they say dirty water sucks.
At High Seas Pools and Spas, we believe dirty water sucks. We are a licensed and insured certified pool and spa maintenance and repair company servicing Ductomania. We offer seasonal and year-round pool and spa services with a special focus on flex rentals like Airbnb and VRBO. Need a new hot tub? We can do that too. Visit us online at highseasobx.com for more information. High Seas Pools and Spas, because dirty water sucks.
All right, get on board with High Seas Pools and Spas. They can make sure that your stuff is clean, your pools, your spas. They can do maintenance and service. They got you all squared away again online, highseasobx.com. All right, let's go through some events real quick. Gina, you want to go through some events with me?
Yeah, let's do it.
All right, so make sure you go online to outerbanksthisweek.com for a list of all of your events. You can click on the events tab, and you can narrow it down by date. You can narrow it down by in the morning, the evening, an all-day event, that kind of thing. There's many different ways to search for the events on our website, but they're all online at outerbanksthisweek.com. As I like to always say, please go out and support your local high school and middle school athletics, whether it be baseball, softball, tennis, golf, whatever's taking place right now that you can go and participate and cheer on. All of the high school and middle school athletes, I encourage you to do so. There's some kids, they may not get to that next level of sports. This could be their Super Bowl, so, or their, what is it, baseball season, so we'll say their World Series. So I please encourage you to go and support local high school and middle school athletics, whether it be here in Mania, whether it be First Flight down in Hatteras, Currituck, wherever. Please support your local high school athletics. Trivia night's going on at Lost Colony Tavern, I believe, has got one going. What'd you say? Tuesday nights, Gino?
Over at our place?
Yeah,
your
place.
We're doing Monday nights is we're doing Red Hot Trivia, sponsored by Fireball.
Ooh.
Fireball Cinnamon Whiskey. Yeah, they're treating us really good for this thing. And then just for the month of March, we're doing Irish Trivia with Burnley Cook, or O'Burnley, as we're calling him.
Okay.
This month. But yeah, he's doing that every Tuesday in March.
So yeah, all the different trivia nights, like that one, like the one at Lost Colony Waterfront Beer Garden, Shipwrecks, Sand Trap Tavern, Stripers, Outer Banks Distilling, New Vines,
Troivia down at
Troivia. Yeah, I saw Troy not long. He's like, man, I'm doing Troivia. And I'm like, oh, okay, cool.
We love Troy.
Troy's awesome. That's all going on, as well as the aquarium in Mania. They got tons of things happening weekly as well. You got to make sure you go online to reserve a time to go through there. Sunday brunch, there's one every Sunday at Cafe Pamlico in Buxton from 8 until noon. Those are just some of the weekly things that you can make sure to attend. Coming up this weekend, though, the Special Olympics Polar Plunge at Jeanette's Pier, Saturday, March 9th. I will be plunging into the water.
Better you
that
than me.
Day. That's what I've had a few people say. I have my old buddy, old Barbecue Mike. He's paying. He said, I'll give you $50 to jump in. That's what it costs to get in. And it all goes back to Special Olympics. It's online. You can get more details at obxplunge.com. Trick Fly, they're going to be playing at the Outer Banks Bruins Station in Kunova Hills on Friday, March 15th, starting at 10:30 in the evening. They play a nice little mix of rock and alternative music and whatnot from the 90s. So that's definitely, they're a lot of fun. I've listened to them play a couple of times, and I really enjoy them. Running of the Leprechauns 5 and 10K is being put on by the Outer Banks Sporting Events on Saturday, March 16th, starting at 7 o'clock. You can get all those details on our website as well. The 33rd annual Kelly St. Patrick's Day Parade is happening Sunday, March 17th at 1 o'clock in Nagshead. Outer Banks this week is actually going to have a float in the parade. That's going to be a lot of fun. We've got Kelly Midget over at Kelly's Auto, Kelly's OBX Auto. He's going to be towing us.
Nice.
So we're definitely looking forward to that. Hatters Island Cancer Foundation is having their St. Patrick's Day brunch on March 17th from 11 until 2 at the Hatteras Marlin Club. That's definitely going to be a great event, all to benefit the Hatteras Island Cancer Foundation. You can visit their Facebook page for more information. The Blackbeards Revenge 100 race is taking place on Saturday, March 23rd, starting in Corral and ending at the Rec Tiki Bar in Hatteras Village. Gino.
Yes, the Rec, man.
Yes.
What happened? Joel's supposed to bring Jess in. Joel's been in a couple times.
Yeah, that's still a work in progress.
I told him he can't come back until he brings Jess.
Well, that's probably why he hasn't been back, because he hasn't been able to bring her. Yeah. But here's the thing. I'm actually going to be recording, doing a podcast from the Rec at the end of the race.
Right. You invited me to join you.
And if you would like to join, you can. Yeah. So keep that in the back of your mind. That's going to be a lot of fun. I'm really looking forward to that. It's definitely going to be a different time because he said, I'd like you to be there by set up by 8 o'clock. That way, because the racers, the runners should be finishing around like 9 o'clock that night. Some of the first ones coming through. So I'm really looking forward to the experience of that. My wife is going to be going with me as well. And she's really looking forward to just being down there. I took her to the Rec one time last summer, and she thought it was one of the greatest places ever. So it
worked spectacular.
Worked out really good. So I'm really looking forward to that. It should be noted that Saturday, March 23rd, a gentleman by the name of Phil Forslund turns 40.
Ooh.
Phil turns 40 on March 23rd. So I felt like that needed to be mentioned. Are you familiar with who Phil is?
Oh, yeah. Phil,
I have to answer to Phil on a regular basis.
You do. I get to take him out for beer tastings. So we did one last week, and I think we got another We have another one this week. So
right. Well, you enjoy that beer tasting with Phil, but he turns 40. I just need it to be known that Phil is, and he's older than me, and that's what makes it even better. Foreshadowing some things, Outer Banks Taste of the Beach is going to be happening on April 12th through the 14th of next month. Looking forward to that. Always a good time when they have Taste of the Beach and all the different restaurants that participate and the places that you can go and bounce in and out of. Always a good time to be able to do that. So, again, that's happening on April 12th through the 14th. And you can all find these events online at Outer Banks This Week. .com. All right. That's going to wrap things up for us, Gino. Yeah, I appreciate you being in here with me today. Always a good time when you stop in the studio. And again, it's Festival of St. Patrick taking place the entire month of March over at the Lost Colony Tavern. Go in and participate. Check out. I really am very curious about the Dublin Lawyer, this dish. Now, could you maybe recommend something to pair with it? Is there a specific beverage that you would think maybe would go well with it?
Absolutely. A Guinness pairs well with everything.
Guinness pairs well with everything.
Yes. And I think I told you this once before. We actually got certified by Guinness in Dublin to pour the perfect pint. So when Jared and I were there, we went through the whole, certification class, and they have to make sure that you're able to pour the perfect pint. But also, in addition to that, make sure you have the right equipment, the right CO2 to nitrous mix to give you that, really small bubbles. So we are certified by Guinness to pour the perfect pint as it's poured in Dublin.
That's pretty rad.
Come enjoy Ireland. We brought it to you. You don't even have to catch a plane.
Just get to downtown Manio. There you are. Yeah, You're in Ireland.
And we get the real food, like the real deal. So we had some Irish people in last night, and they said, it's on point.
It's there.
You guys did a great job. So, we're very proud of that. We worked very hard for it. So
excellent. Good stuff. Well, make sure you attend that Festival of St. Patrick and be checking out their social media to see what they've got coming up. And get your hands on one of those shirts, because I guarantee you they're not going to last long. That's why I'm telling Gino right now to hold me a 2X, and I'll be over in the near future to get it from him. Because if he doesn't hold it, it's going to go, and it will go quickly. So I'm making sure that I get mine, because it is a sweet looking shirt. Again, you can look at their social media pages, Lost Colony Tavern, to see all of what I'm talking about. Next week, I've got a gentleman by the name of Mike Kelly. He's going to be coming in to talk about the Kelly St. Patrick's Day parade and the history of that and how it got its start and how it got to what it is today, being the biggest St. Patrick's Day parade in the entire state of North Carolina.
Yeah, hardest working man in the business right there.
He works hard, and he's definitely done well for himself. So with that being said, he's going to be coming in and be my guest on the podcast next week.
Another little bit of trivia. So Mike used to own Pamlico Jacks.
Right.
And when that business sold, before they cleared the site, we were able to get some of their tables. So the tables in the dining room at the tavern are from Pamlico Jack. So if they look familiar, that's where they came from.
It's where they came from. All right.
Well, a little bit of Mike Kelly in there.
Look forward to having him in here as well. And we want to thank Gina one more time for coming in. Outer Banks This Week podcast. This is actually episode number 54, and it's all brought to you by Kelly's Automotive in Manio. Kelly's Automotive, they don't just have cars. They also have sheds now. If it has doors, it can be yours. I have a car from Kelly, and I also have a shed from Kelly. And you can visit them online at kellysobxauto.com to see their entire inventory. Or you can just go and buy the car lot and check him out right there on Highway 64 in Manio. Kelly's Automotive, proud to bring you the Outer Banks This Week podcast. Gino, thank you so much for coming in.
Thanks, Justin. Appreciate you, and we'll see you next time.
All right. Later.
This has been a special edition of the Outer Banks This Week podcast, celebrating the month of St. Patrick, taking place the entire month of March at the Lost Colony Tavern in downtown Manio.